Good morning. I hope any sister is listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask that any sister is listening to this understands what I'm is granted understanding on what I'm saying and freedom through your grace to obey you. This wonderful good news. Ask all these prayers you voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the earth. For he spake in this certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest on the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time, as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." This is about God's grace, okay? Now, God's grace has been, unfortunately, and you need to really run and flee, like you're running from a fire, with this doctrine in the United States that somehow God's grace is freedom to sin, because it's the exact opposite. God's grace is the ability to obey him. It's the power to obey him, the power to be holy, okay? And it's going to be super important as these days progress with the fall of the United States, because you're going to find that when you're off, the Lord's going to deal with you, and what you're going to realize is that you have like no ability to do it the way he wants you to, and that's why his grace is so important, okay? His grace is like the way the Holy Spirit taught me, his grace is like a boat that you can kind of like sit in, and he just kind of carries you through in his holiness so that you can obey him, okay? You basically just believe in his grace, okay? Because when I start talking about, you know, all these things that are going to be really important in times of judgment in terms of holiness and faith and, you know, and just judgment, it's going to probably sound fairly overwhelming, okay? And that's when you just believe in his grace, okay? When you're reading these scriptures and it's talking about perfection and it's talking about all these commands and you go, how am I going to do this? You believe in his grace. His grace keeps you holy, okay? Once again, you want to flee from this doctrine. It's hidden from the United States Church because they're trampling upon his grace, and this is something that the Bible warns against really severely. But his grace is the power to obey him. You just believe, okay? The commandment comes, and then you go, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And then you rest, just like it says. Okay, I'll read that again. It says, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. So you just sit there and go, I'm not going to try and do this on my own strength. I'm not going to try and figure this out. I'm going to believe, nothing doubting in my heart, full of faith, that I will do what God said. I believe. Okay, that's God's grace. I believe in his grace. Okay, his grace is sufficient for me. His grace will keep me holy. His grace will make me believe, will make me obey him and keep me in his will. I believe in his grace. You just rest, okay, and believe. And I'll leave it there for today. I ask, Father, that any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a glorious and beautiful day filled with joy and abounding in your Spirit and loving and glorifying you all day. I ask all these prayers while you send Jesus' name. Amen.